Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
They say there's always magic in the air.
That's a good.
Now this, well, this is our 20th year of the website, and so so customers, when that happened, customers became empowered in a way that they'd never been before. And I talked in the last segment about all the new expectations they have, all the technology, the apps that they have that makes things easier for them, that saves them time. And so they want that. They like those things. They love those things. They're increasingly adopting those things. And guess what, folks? It's going up generation. You've heard me talk about the two 70-something gentlemen that I saw traveling together. I got the idea they were brothers. They were both well into their 70s. And I was standing at the airport near them, and I couldn't help but notice that one of them was showing the other one about a new app he had on his smartphone. So apps are going up generation. That means the people that were so uncomplicated prior to 1993 that you could do business with in a very simple way, all you had to do was recognize that the customer was always right. That's all you had to do. Now you got to know that they're always right, but they've got these new expectations. And more, it's not just the kids. More and more, it's regular folks, baby boomers, and their parents sometimes. So these are new expectations, and so now I want to talk about where we're going, where you're going. What should you be doing tomorrow in your business? Let's do business planning. Right, get your business planning software out. We're going to start that right now. What should you be doing tomorrow? When you come to work tomorrow, what should you be doing to attract customers, to get them to come in and lay their money down on the barrel head and take your stuff out the door? Either physically or virtually. What do we got to do to make that happen? What are you supposed to do tomorrow to make that happen? What do you need to be doing a year from now to make that happen? What do you need to be doing 5 years from now? This is CEO stuff, my friends. This is CEO stuff. This is what the CEO, the chief executive officer, should be doing. This is your role in your business now. This is not being a manager of your business. This is being the CEO of your business. What should your company be doing 5 years from now? Well, you might think, well, how would I know 5 years from now? Well, guess what? You not only can know, you need to know. No, you must know. And here's all you do. You ask your customers 100% of what you need to know about where you should be 5 years from now, where you should be a year from now, and what you should do tomorrow is in the heads of your customers. They will tell you. They like, and let me say this now, they want a lot of the things that they want from Amazon from you. But they also want a lot of the things that they want from the big boxes who are retreating right now from you. But they're willing to realize that you can't do all of what either one of those big companies can do. You can do some of them, but not all of them. But you have other things that are cuter than those big guys. You have other things that you can do that are better, that are more versatile, that are handier. You have things about you that those big companies cannot do, and when you do everything you can to provide them the right technology and the best selections and all this small business cuteness, all this small business handiness, all this relationship that you can provide, that you can overlay, that's your special sauce, my friends. And that's one of the things that customers, and they don't even know it, they don't even know what to call it, but they know it when they see it. It sounds like, hey, Mr. Jones, thanks for coming in. We're glad you're back. We have the stuff you like right over here. That's what special sauce sounds like. And guess what, my friends? They not only expect it when they come in for your door, they want it. And Amazon and Macy's and Sears can't do that. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.